On May 20th, 2020, dispatch sent the four-man rescue company to a house fire with possible trapped victims. One of the victims was reported to be confined to a wheelchair, and his bedroom was on the second floor. The house was roughly 1.5 miles from the firehouse in the rescue's first due area. And as more calls came into the communication center for trapped victims, the crew saw the large column of smoke while en route to the call. The rescue arrived on Blackburn Road, pulled past the house, and positioned on Side Bravo. The engineer of the rescue noticed heavy smoke pushing out of the window, broken out by the local police department on scene and an off-duty captain that was in the area. The off-duty captain heard the elderly woman's screams, made entry in civilian clothes, and called out to the elderly lady to come to his voice. She followed the sound of his voice, and he assisted her out of the window, exiting the same way that he entered. Two off the rescue company entered the same window and began their searches for more victims. A third stayed at the window to assist with a possible handoff of more victims inside. The engineer stayed out to perform exterior duties. He placed ground ladders to upper floors. And having only bunker pants on, the engineer was returning to the rescue to fully dress out. While making his way back, he stopped to look under the partially open garage door. He saw a pair of feet towards the rear of the garage. It was the elderly man of the home attempting to go back inside to rescue his wife, not knowing that she had made it out safely. The engineer tried to console the man, telling him his wife had been removed, but due to probable adrenaline and smoke inhalation, and with a healthy dose of auditory exclusion, the elderly man was noncompliant and was trying to enter the main portion of the home that was on fire. The engineer entered and placed the unwilling man on his shoulder and removed him from the garage, carrying him across the street and placing him next to his wife, where EMS could treat them for smoke inhalation. The reports of confinement to a wheelchair ended up being incorrect. And while the engine company entered Side Alpha for extinguishment and to protect the interior rescue crew, the interior rescue crew ended up exiting through the garage after completing their searches, and the room that they had initially entered in had flashed. The crews had completed their primary search. They found no other victims or animals, and the fire was quickly brought under control. And the two victims that were pulled out survived with only minimal smoke inhalation and no other injuries. Now, let's dig into the data. The engineer is someone who stands as somebody quite powerful. This dude's like a sturdy brick house, and he carries with him a passion for learning and expertise. During this incident, for 18 minutes, according to his Whoop, he was operating at or above 90% of his maximum heart rate, peaking at a heart rate of 192 beats per minute. And for an additional 2 hours, just doing routine fireground work outside of the rescue, he operated between 70 to 90% of his maximum heart rate with an average heart rate of 145 beats per minute. His Whoop recorded his strain level for this incident alone at a 19.4 out of 21, which is considered all-out effort. And then for somebody who I consider tactically proficient, physically powerful, he was performing the foundational responsibilities of the fire service in rescuing another human life. So his personal fireground data again highlights the true demands of the firefighting profession in the real-world environment. Rescuing a trapped civilian is like the essence of what the fire service does. So we have the physical burden, we have the emotional burden, we have the adrenaline burden, and then just the high-risk environment and what the conditions are throwing at us. So everything's marrying up, and this is, like, again, the essence of what we do. And out of this incident, he again recorded a 19.4 out of 21, and his heart rate was in the 190s. And then he continued to operate at over 70% of his max heart rate for another 2 hours. So my call to action here is be metabolically prepared, be tactically prepared and strategically prepared to handle this type of workload on the fire ground. Yes, you need to have the skills and abilities. Make sure, though, that you have the metabolic, the physical prowess to also be able to handle it. It's a marriage of everything. It's a marriage of how tactically proficient you are. It's not just experience. It's also expertise in your skills and you being able to physically operate in gear with just a crazy work demand. So get after it.